well. There was unappetizing grilled chicken and some kind of a meat-filled pastry. Not that Ellen would eat any of it.
You don't think she'd leave the beach?
Ellen said.
No, hon, I don't. I feel so isolated here,
Ellen said.
I thought that's what you wanted, Mike Bowman said.
I did.
Well, then, what's the problem?
I just wish I could see her, is all,
Ellen said. Then, from down the beach, carried by the wind, they heard their daughter's voice. She was screaming. Punta Arenas.
I think she is quite comfortable now, Dr. Cruz said, lowering the plastic flap of the oxygen tent around Tina as she slept. Mike Bowman sat beside the bed close to his daughter. Mike thought Dr. Cruz was probably pretty capable. He spoke excellent English, the result of training at medical centers in London and Baltimore. Dr. Cruz radiated competence, and the Clinica Santa Maria, the modern hospital in Punta Arenas, was spotless and efficient. But even so, Mike Bowman felt nervous. There was no getting around the fact that his only daughter was desperately ill, and they were far from home. When Mike at first reached Tina, she was screaming hysterically. Her whole left arm was bloody, covered with a profusion of small bites, each the size of a thumbprint, and there were flecks of sticky foam on her arm, like a foamy saliva. He carried her back down the beach. Almost immediately, her arm began to redden and swell. Mike would not soon forget the frantic drive back to civilization, the four-wheel drive Land Rover slipping and sliding up the muddy track into the hills, while his daughter screamed in fear and pain, and her arm grew more bloated and red. Long before they reached the park boundaries, the swelling had spread to her neck, and then Tina began to have trouble breathing.
"She'll be all right now?"
Ellen said, staring through the plastic oxygen tent.
I believe so, Dr. Cruz said. I have given her another dose of steroids, and her breathing is much easier. And you can see the edema in her arm is greatly reduced.
Mike Bowman said, about those bites.
We have no identification yet, the doctor said. I myself haven't seen bites like that before, but you'll notice they are disappearing. It's already quite difficult to make them out. Fortunately, I have taken photographs for reference, and I have washed her arm to collect some samples of the sticky saliva, one for analysis here, a second to send to the labs in San Jose, and the third we will keep frozen, in case it is needed. Do you have the picture she made?
Yes, Mike Bowman said. He handed the doctor the sketch that Tina had drawn in response to questions from the admitting officials.
This is the animal that bit her?
Dr. Cruz said, looking at the picture.
Yes, Mike Bowman said. She said it was a green lizard, the size of a chicken or a crow.
I don't know of such a lizard, the doctor said. She has drawn it standing on its hind legs.
That's right, Mike Bowman said. She said it walked on its hind legs.
Dr. Cruz frowned. He stared at the picture a while longer.
I am not an expert. I have asked for Dr. Gutierrez to visit us here. He is a senior researcher at the Reserva Biologica de Carrara, which is across the bay. Perhaps he can identify the animal for us.
Isn't there someone from Cabo Blanco? Bowman asked. That's where she was bitten.
Unfortunately not, Dr. Cruz said. Cabo Blanco has no permanent staff, and no researcher has worked there for some time. You were probably the first people to walk on that beach in several months. But I am sure you will find Dr. Gutierrez.